Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Karsh, that is Michael Stone in for Gator today. Hope everybody's doing well.
We're booming Zoom.
Booming Zoom, I guess.
Booming Zoom in the mornings on Power 97.
Yep.
Doug's sitting there, Gator, get back here soon.
No, I'm fine. Look, it's just a different kind of breaking pitch on a regular basis. So you guys both throw curveballs. They're just different.
Speaking of curveballs.
Oh, we're going to get to Scooble. Here it is. I want to point out I have some support.
Okay.
Maybe the boldest thing I ever said is I think those uniforms the Pistons wore last night should be their permanent uniform. Don't at me. Well, I've got some support. I agree with you, Doug. Those unis are sweet. Much better than the Tiger City Canuck jerseys. I agree with you, Doug. The Pistons uniform, best ever. But I also think it was the best Piston floor ever. The cream jerseys from last year with the ode to the bad boys were the best. Orange and black was awesome. Those Piston uniforms are okay. Dark but depressing. I love the red, white, and blues. Love tradition. Getting rid of those would be like getting rid of the old English D. That's from Dave in Florida. Hold on. You equate the Piston red, white, and blue uniform? You think that's as iconic as the old English D?
No. The Old English D is one of the most iconic logos, whatever you want to call them, letters, in all of sports. Maybe yeah. The NY would be ahead of it.
I've got the winged wheel and the Old English D are in a category by themselves.
Correct.
Here in Detroit. The Pistons, red, white, and blue. I usually do appreciate tradition. Mm-hmm. I think those Piston uniforms last night were the best looking Pistons unis ever.
I won't go that far, but I like them.
Ever.
I like them a lot.
Keep them. Make them permanent.
So how much does it matter that they won last night, Doug? Because that lineup out there, what if they looked horrific and lost by 30? Would you have said the same thing this morning?
I was worried because I liked the uniforms when the game started, and I was scared that the uniforms would get blamed for them getting smoked last night, which is what I expected. So it's not because they won. Had they lost, I know it would have been held against the shirts. But all right, let's get to Scott Boras. So the baseball GM meetings are going on.
In Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Yeah, so you got Scott Boras speaking to the media. Now, we have him talking about the Scooble contract and the follow-up question, correct?
Yes. Yep,
okay. And we also have him talking about Pete Alonso, who he also represents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole thing, I just found it very odd. But here he is, Scott Boras, talking about Scooble's contract.
built a base. Obviously, everywhere they go, they know it's Scuba Day. They understand that that organization is substantially different if he's not there. And, you know, when you're in these situations and you go through it, all we know is that we hear mostly from the fans, and the players, and the fans, and it should be Scooby Duck, right? And if not, I think the fans would certainly think it would be Scooby Duck if they don't.
You know, just I know he's trying to get some humor in here, but
let's go. Here's what he had to say about Pete Alonso, who he also represents. This is the most powerful agent in baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He is called the polar bear. You know what I would have said if I was Scott Boras about Tarek Skubal? Stoney says signing Skubal, the superstar southpaw strikeout specialist, systematically speeds the surge to the series supremacy. How's that for your alliteration, Scott?
Here's the thing. I expect and welcome it from you. I don't have like business partners, but I have an attorney that helps me with stuff.
Right.
I have a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone representing me started talking like that publicly, personally, I'd be like, dude, shut up. This is kind of an emotional deal for fans. And it's a business, got it. But this little game with the alliterations and the Dr. Seuss approach to what he had to say, these are kind of serious talks. And for fans, it's serious business and they don't want to lose their guy. I don't know, man. If Boris was representing me, I'd be like, okay, can we cut with that and act like an adult? I'd be a little embarrassed.
Well,
and maybe I'm taking myself too seriously, but Stoney, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I don't want my representative clowning around.
And I don't disagree with you, but don't you think that before he goes to Vegas, and I know Scooble's obviously there, I don't know if Alonzo is there as well, but you know, Boris talks to these guys, says, hey, I'm gonna have a little fun with the media. This is basically, you know, not tell him exactly what he's gonna say, but hey, I'm gonna have some alliteration. I'm gonna, you know, play some, you know, fun with little C. You know, is that okay?
And whether he got the approval or not, I don't know. But I would be very sensitive to a fan base that has supported and loved this guy. And I feel like he's out there effing around.
Yeah.
And part of this is it's deep-seated in me knowing that I don't think this guy wants his client to sign here. Now, Scooble, to his defense and his credit, he has said all the right things. He has said all the right things. His quote, I saw this today in the Free Press, I've given everything I have to this organization and I want to be a Tiger for a very long time, but the business part of the game, it's just different. I don't get to write my own contract. I'm just going to do what I do and not really focus on any of that stuff. It's not going to impact how I go about my day to day. And it's not going to impact how I attack my off season. Important part there is I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. I like that. You know, the story in the news, Chris McCoskey's story when Scooble won the Cy Young. You want to win the award as many times as you can in your career, but honestly, I gladly trade a Cy Young award for a World Series ring. That's an easy trade for me. These are the right things. And I really appreciate that Scooble's saying these things. I think the agent clowning around like this, I would be, if he were my agent, I'd be like, dude, cut it out. Cut it out. You're kind of toying with people's emotions here.
I get all that, but I think maybe we're taking it more seriously than it probably should be taken, Boris's stuff, because whether he says everything the right way or he turns it into a clown show, which he has as far as what he's saying, I don't think the result of what's going to happen to Scooble or Alonzo is going to change.
There he is being somewhat professional.
Scott Boris.
Dude, I don't know, man. I just that didn't sit well with me. This is, you know, for fans, they have emotional ties to these players. And Scooble, I can't say it enough. He said all the right things. And he has said publicly, and I think he means it, he wants to be in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is a business. And I don't blame people for trying to maximize their profitability and their income, but when the agent's out there screwing around with his alliterations and his Dr. Seuss talk, it feels to me as if he's kind of toying with Detroit here. And I it just doesn't sit well. And I think, you know, I talked about the people that represent me and I have, you know, financial advisor and lawyer. If they were out there screwing around something like this, I'd be like, hey, what are we doing?
Right. I don't want that in public either.
Yeah.
I get all that. However, there was something else that took place involving Tarek Skubal besides, you know, winning the Cy Young Award. He held a conference call for the Baseball Writers Association of America, and you can read about it. Will Birchfield wrote a terrific column, like he always does, on 971theticket.com. And he was asked about his last performance as a Detroit Tiger last season.
Yeah.
The controversy about him coming out of the game after the sixth inning. Quote, I'm quoting Tarek Skubal here, and I'll let you, Doug, judge what he had to say.
Okay.
Quote, I think just the way the game was going and obviously the way the at-bats had gone with Polanco, even in game five, he hit a foul homer. He was due up second in the seventh inning. I just don't think the matchup was going to be in the cards that night. Obviously, there's decisions that get made, and me and AJ are always on the same page. I really respect everything that he does. He got a plan for everything going on. And trust me, I've seen a lot of the stuff that fans are disappointed or whatever, but it's just the way the game of baseball is. I'm going to go out there and compete. I gave it everything I had. I knew my outing was kind of coming to a close there, and with Polanco, he would have been the second hitter in the next inning. Hindsight's 20/20, right? If you could write a perfect script, we would obviously do that, but it's the game of baseball, too. Obviously, it ends up going, you know, 15 innings, and we come out on the wrong side. At the same time, everybody competed, and we left it all out there, including myself. And as an athlete, that's all you really can do. I'm sorry. I am not taking myself out of game five after 99 pitches because I'm afraid of Jorge Polanco, who maybe owned him in one game, and he hit a foul home run in that game. That's not what you're asking somebody to pay you $40 million to do. That's crap. That's more disrespectful to Tiger fans than anything Scott Boras could say. And that said, I won't scoop back to the Tigers. But that's a joke. You're the guy. You're the best pitcher in baseball. F Jorge Polanco. Go get him out this time. All right, I'm done.
It's okay. Polanco walked and eventually scored the game-tying run.
Exactly.
Off of Kyle Finnegan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there you go. Let's talk to the people. Ryan and Royal Oak. Hi, Ryan.
Do you think I have a case here, or you don't care what he did?
Well, I'll get to it. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Ryan.
I just wanted to talk about – thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk about the Scott Boras audio. I thought it was AI-generated. Like, I didn't think it was real. I didn't think that this was the guy holding our organization hostage right now. It's kind of clownery.
I literally thought the same thing this morning, Ryan. I thought it was fake. I was like, oh, this isn't real. And then I found out it was.
And then you saw the video.
The Pete Alonso stuff, I was showing that around work and making people laugh. Like, I can't believe that this guy is, you know, the most powerful man in baseball right now.
I give zero F's because I control everything. So I'm going to act however I want. I just think
very
it's
Trump-like.
It's very, it's unbecoming of somebody that I would want representing me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Gordon is next on 97 The Ticket. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, I agree with you 100%, Doug. It's insulting. It's asinine. The guy's been doing this for decades, right? Repping people, making tens of millions of dollars, and mm-hmm. this is the way he acts. And if you can't do alliteration any better than that, then please don't, because I like Stoney's much better.
Gordon, thank you.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I think we ride him for another year. I don't think this organization is going to be able to pay the freight on a Skubal. You know, that's the Dodgers and other teams that do that. So, you know, let's ride him and see where we go. I don't think we can keep him.
Well, so you wouldn't trade him?
No, hell no. Because, you know, we have a legitimate shot next year with him. I don't think we have a legitimate shot without him. So I don't think long-term, you know, there are elite teams that pay elite money. Unfortunately, we're not one of them.
But you would rather have him walk away for a compensation pick than try to get something.
He'd rather try and win.
I get it, but that's the price you have to pay.
No, I want to try and win next year. There's nothing guaranteed. We get four or five guys for him. How many realistically are going to be really, really good players?
You're right. I mean, Burns got two players who are playing in the major leagues, but they're not great.
I guess my big thing here would be, it's got to be, I'm shopping him aggressively, hoping to get a haul. a Herschel Walker type set you up for the future kind of haul. Now, as far as you're not liking what Scuba had to say, I don't love it either. I'm not at a 10. But I don't like it. I don't like it either. And as time has gone on since this game, it has sat worse and worse with me. In the moment, I'm like, they know what's going on. I'm not inside the man's body and don't know what he feels like. And I can't tell you what the conversations were like with him and AJ. And then I watched the rest of the playoffs. And I watch guys throwing on short rests, and I watch guys who argue to come off the mound, which is great histrionics, and it's theater, and it makes players look like heroes. And the problem I have, of course, is that we never know what would have happened had he stayed in the game.
Correct.
And I trust AJ Hinch. I'm struggling with the ask from the Boris camp. With that last action.
Yeah, I get it. And you know what? We don't know what happened. Suppose he was right. Polanco owned them and he stayed in and Polanco hit a home run to win the game or tie the game or whatever. I don't think he or AJ would have been criticized for letting Scubo pitch seven innings.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't think he should be. I do. Do I think he should be criticized?
No, no. Would he? Let's say he stayed in the game. And Polanco, who had success against him,
he would have been criticized.
I don't think so.
I think he would have. No. Feedback coming in. I'm with Doug on this. Boris is a high-profile agent that is making deals worth more money than the majority of the entire planet will ever see. Can you please be professional in a professional setting and not show up drunk speaking in riddles like a troll under a bridge? Next text from Brandon. I like having fun as much as the next guy, but when you mess with my money, especially millions, you better act like an adult. Comerica Park should build a Tarek Barrack solely to make fun of Scott Boris. Next text. If Boris was my agent, I would separate myself from such silly shenanigans and find myself an actual able agent capable of presenting professional points in my defense.
Well, let's be fair. Boris is the best agent in baseball for a reason. So, I mean, it's easy for us to say, but if you're the player, yeah, he might do something now that might be embarrassing. But, man, oh, man, he does get you gets the players great deals for the most part.
Marlon Wall Lake says, gentlemen, anytime you want to hear a grown man speak like a true moron, just play the Scott Boris interview. That was a complete joke. Next text, Boris is an absolute head case. If he's talking like this to reporters, how is he acting at the bargaining table? That's from Chad in Midland. I wondered about that too. As I was listening to this and realizing it was real this morning, there's the angle of, if that's my agent, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the angle of, is he building a case for the Tigers and their fan base to say, F this joke? This is not funny. This is not like it's important to the fan base. We got to play it again, don't we? We will do that coming up today at 12:31, so people who haven't heard it can hear it. It's Carson Anderson. Stoney is in for Anderson here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The ticket. Excuse us for being a little sensitive here, but we're in a position that it feels like we're about to lose one of the best players that we've ever seen in Tarik Skubal. He's now a back-to-back Cy Young Award winner, and he's got the biggest agent in the sport representing him in Scott Boras. And Boras, you know, talked to the media, and there is something called just having a little fun, and he went all Dr. Seuss when talking to the media. But it doesn't really sit all that well with me for a couple of reasons. You know, there's something that I say on this show a lot, Stoney, and that is we try, and we're not always successful, okay? Mm-hmm. Admit it, but I try not to tell fans how they should feel.
Correct.
And there's a reason why. Because I remember, it doesn't feel like that long ago, I was simply a fan sitting in the stands at games, and I would read columns from columnists and media members going, how in the world do these people see the sports world through this prism? Like, I couldn't believe it. I thought they were out of touch. So then you do this job for a while and you realize that you're morphing into the out of touch mm-hmm. person. So I just, you know, I'm comfortable with just saying, look, this is how I feel. You can feel however you want. I think Boras has no idea. His little joking around thing, it doesn't go over real well with me, with me and some fans, because if you're clowning on the Tigers about how they haven't paid him, or, you know, that they need to, well, we'll play the soundbite for you. It just, and then the Alonzo one, and now there's a new one with Alex Bregman. But here's Scott Boras talking about the Skubal situation.
Scooby done, right? And if not, I think it's
Okay. He says, all we know is it should be done. He's basically saying it should have happened already. Absolving himself of any of this.
Correct.
And it's a Detroit doink. Well, let's be fair, Scott. Do we really think that you want your agent, your client, to sign in Detroit? Do we really believe that?
Well, I think he wants him to get the most money or close to it. And if that would be in Detroit, I don't think Scott Boras has a problem with that.
Any offer Detroit makes or have already made, he is going to run to New York, talk to those teams, to Boston, to Chicago, right, to L.A., that he knows can pay more. And Detroit can pay more than they can run their payroll substantially, and I think they should. Let me be clear. But, you know, this whole, it should be done, it's a Detroit doink. You know, so there's that. Then he did the same thing with Pete Alonso, and obviously this isn't our player, but here's another example of him just being a goofball, and here's what he said. This is a dude who holds all the cards. He's got the world by the you-know-what and is out here screwing around. And I guess the fans, whatever. Now, what you got the quotes, what he had to say about Bregman?
About Bregman. In Boston, we learned about Bregman in 25 because in Boston prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup donut holes. And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been kind of a club that has Duncan well below the playoff line. So I think it was a bad roast in Beantown. Give the owners credit. They went out, spent some star bucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee, and no one wants a Brexit.
Scoble has said he wants to stay in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. He has said he would trade his Cy Youngs for a World Series. I appreciate that as well.
As long as he doesn't have to face Jorge Polanco in big games.
Yeah, you don't like that, and I get it. I don't know. I'm not finding this to be very amusing.
And for those of you who missed it earlier, all I got to say is Stoney says signing Scoble, the superstar southpaw strikeout specialist, systematically speeds the surge to the series supremacy.
Well done, Stoney. Here's somebody who disagrees. You guys need to chill. He was talking to reporters, not talking to owners as your representative. Please, someone explain to me why Detroit can't afford Scoble. I remember when the Tigers were contenders, they were close to putting 3 million fans in the seats. Those are two different things, all right? You're right, he's not talking to owners or representatives, but if you're going to tell me that he was unreasonable in a meeting with Detroit representatives, I would find that very believable. That's one. Two is Detroit can't afford Scoble. They can.
Right.
And I hope that they find a reasonable price.
Well, I am not. There's nothing to do with the last game that he pitched in at all. But if the asking price is $400 million for 10 years, I'm passing.
It's too much money.
It's not that it's too much money. It's too
long.
I'm not paying a 29-year-old pitcher 10 years.
I understand.
I'm just
that.
Not.
I understand that. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, y'all. I think y'all being way too sensitive about this. I think the guy was trolling, you know, making light of it. But this is Scott Boras. And this is a guy who's been doing this a long time with a lot of players, okay? And I think he was having fun with this. And I believe because Scoble is such a sensitive subject for us because we want him so bad to sign in Detroit. And I think you and I'm sorry, Stoney, is being a little too sensitive about it.
Actually, I'm not being sensitive about it. I think it's he's trying to be funny, and I'm sure he got approval from his clients. I think it's weird. It's quirky. It doesn't bother me as much as bother Doug. What bothers me the most in all the Scooble stuff from yesterday was his explanation of why he didn't pitch in game in the seventh inning. That pisses me off more than Scott Boras.
Am I being too sensitive? I might be. I don't mind this you know accusation. It doesn't sit with me well on what is a very tenuous time for our Tigers to sign Tarek
today.
Today or tomorrow. Now I know why the Tigers can't get a deal done. The Tigers front office can't even speak to the guy in straightforward English. It's a miscommunication issue. Illich should hire a children's book author to be a translator. I'm with Stoney, blank paying Scooble. I'm not paying someone $500 million to play once every 5 days and pull them out of this with the season on the line. Pull themselves out with the season on the line. Stoney trade Scooble, two catastrophic arm injuries, and now this. I don't want him back. That's from Hunter in Clarkston. He pitched the fourth most innings in baseball last year. Our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris. Scooble is not the reason we lost game 5, but he is the reason they were in that position.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, they wouldn't have been there without him.
As far as our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris, the frustration may be geared for me towards Chris. It may be.
Or Scott Harris for the deadline debacle.
Well, I mean, you and I see it through a different way. But if they're not willing to sign him to a reasonable contract to make him a reasonable offer, I don't know what they're willing and unwilling to do. But at this point, my frustration, I'm not really even frustrated. I'm more insulted that the most powerful man in baseball thinks this is a time to be joking around like this.
Well, at least we're in good company.
He's what do you
joking
mean?
Around with Alonso and
with
New York and Boston, bigger markets than us. He's not just looking at us, so Detroit's small market. Let's F with them.
Reacting to the Scott Boras soundbites from the GM meetings. Oh, is he hilarious? It doesn't sit well with me. And I said, if it were somebody representing me on a professional basis, I would not be happy. But I can't put myself, I don't know what the conversations have been like with him and Scooble and the Tigers and other organizations. And I said something to you earlier, Stoney. I was starting to think of this. Maybe this is going to explain why he won't sign in Detroit and that the Tigers are dealing with an unrealistic and strange individual. And mm-hmm. I can't really formulate an argument, nor do I really want to on that front. I'm just simply going to say that I would not want my financial advisor or my lawyer speaking like this for me publicly, but Scooble, in his defense, has said the right things regarding wanting to stay in Detroit and would trade his Cy Young for a World Series, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Look, I don't believe that Scott Boras goes into negotiations with management speaking in rhymes. I mean, and I don't believe, I don't know. I don't consider him a guy who's going to scream and ownership, or I think he's going to be very subtle and just do it. Basically, he says, "This is tell me what your offer is, and we'll get back to you."
I know, I can feel what I'm doing here, and this is the classic. I don't care that she left me; it's how she left me. When the truth is, you really just care that she left you, right? I mean, yeah. I'm anticipating this breakup that's coming, and I don't like how funny Scott Boras thinks this is going to be.
Right, you're blaming the messenger. As opposed to the actual...
Well, I don't like his message.
Right.
His choice of...
But if Tarek Skubal wanted to stay here and...
Well, he could insist.
Take a few million dollars less or whatever. I'm not telling people how they should spend their money. Scott Boras works for him. Agents work for other people. Your lawyer, my lawyer, whatever. They're not going to do anything we don't want them to do.
Yep.
So, you know, while we all sometimes get caught up in a little bravado, it's actually the player's decision, not the agent's.
Let's go to Mike. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Love the subject.
Thank you.
You have to forgive me. I'm 51, and I know you guys are a little bit older, but when I find myself being hypercritical of Tarek Skubal and the fact that he came out of the game and what you guys were talking about, it felt a little bit like we're trying to compare two different sports. The sport that I grew up watching, you know, was Randy Johnson, Lou Piniella saying, let's go to the bullpen after starting Randy Johnson yesterday and having him throw a complete game shutout. So to me, it's not the same sport anymore, number one. And number two, throwing a bunch of money at Tarek Skubal just seems like a very poor return on investment on a per inning basis. So I have no problem letting the guy walk. I would gladly let him walk. And I think that the email, I would send it out today. I'd be like, I want to be able to choose any two guys from your minor league system. That's all. I would just send that email out to every major league club. You can have Tarek Skubal. I want two guys from my league system, and I'm picking them.
That's it?
I would literally send that to every club.
I think you can get more than that, Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody, because some teams probably won't part with their top two.
For only a year left for team control, you might think you're going to get a lot more, but you'd be surprised at how these guys at value. It's changed dramatically. Think about when you had the last fire sale that basically ended up with us getting nothing.
Yeah, right? So there's truth to what you're saying. I don't know that Skubal will, like, we've talked about this before. I believe that Skubal and Boras want to sign the contract now. And the reason they want to sign it now is this pending CBA. It could be a work stoppage in a year. And if there's cost certainty in any effort or anything agreed upon that keeps salaries down, Skubal's money cannon might not be as big. So I think if Skubal gets traded now, it's to a team that's willing to give him what he wants and sign him long term. And I think that's what he's going to want to see, because he wants the money cannon before any restrictions get put on it, which could be at the far end of that work stoppage.
Yeah, absolutely.
So while it is 1 year left on the contract, I think the team that's trading for him is trading for him with knowledge that they are going to give him what he wants financially, and it'll be above and beyond. It will be above and beyond this coming season.
Or they're willing to take a chance and say, you know what, we're going for it this year. We don't care if he leaves or not.
248-539-9797. Matt's in New Boston and next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the line, guys.
Matt, I don't know if you got us on speaker or the phone's away from your face, but we can barely understand you. Are you underneath a blanket? You there?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Way better.
Way better.
Way better. Oh, sorry, guys. I was cutting my grass. Anyway, look, I just want to say.
Time out.
We'll give you your time.
Cutting your grass, it's really cold as hell out there. I mean, how tall is your grass?
Well, I'm cutting my leaves, Tony. I'm cutting my leaves.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to. Not that guy.
Okay.
But anyway, Skubal, my concern about it is, you know, in business they call it a concentration issue. You have way too much money tied up in one thing, and if that thing fails, you are really screwed. I'd much rather see them try and trade him now for some meaningful additions. And then I'll just say this and shut up. You know, I watch a lot of games and I go to the ballpark a lot. Skubal is getting a little thick around the middle. And, you know, that's when guys start getting hurt. He's starting to look more like Mickey Lolich than any other left-hander. So anyway, God bless him. I hope it works out, favorable for everybody.
Well, it hasn't let the girth that you're talking about as far as his upper body didn't seem to affect him this year, if that's indeed what you perceive.
Didn't Roger Clemens get kind of girthy in his later years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was still pretty damn good.
It's not that unusual for dominant pitchers.
No.
They keep working out and keep eating, get a little bit thick.
Bartolo Colon.
I don't know if I'd call him a dominant. I don't know if I'd call him a dominant pitcher. I saw Bartolo Colon triple. I was at Wrigley Field for a game. I saw him triple. It was something. All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox, 248-539-9797. You guys are just Tiger fans coping. I hate Boris as much as the next guy, but there's a reason athletes go to him. He's an a-hole, but you guys are also coping. Two things can be true at the same time. I don't know if you heard what I just said about the guy who gets dumped by his girlfriend and says, it's not that she left me, it's how she did it. No, it's really that she left you. But you choose to be mad. Get mad at her.
He's the best at there in the business.
I'm not denying that this is a coping mechanism. I'm anticipating a breakup. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that the agent for the player that I don't want to lose is out here clowning around.
But he is clowning around on everybody, not just our guy.
That's true. What Boris did was cringe, but it's on Scooble. He's the one that allows him to be his agent. If you want to be here, then you can be, but leaving it up to Boris means you're accepting how he acts and the decision he makes for you. It's Scooble, not Boris, who should be shamed by this whole circus. That's from Brian.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, Scott Boris has been around, obviously, for a long, long time. He represented Max Scherzer. He's represented a lot of former Tigers and obviously his success. This is the first time where I remember him doing something that is like quasi trying to be funny, comical, ha ha ha. Usually you don't like him because you just think he just is such a hard line guy. Yeah. This is kind of like off script for him, really, if you think about it.
I don't remember ever seeing this.
No.
And or hearing this. And
maybe he's trying to change his image.
Do you think it's working?
No.
All right, lots to get to here in the 1 o'clock hour on Carson Anderson. Want to circle back to the Pistons for people who missed it last night. No Cade Cunningham, no Jalen Duren, no Tobias Harris, no Isaiah Stewart, no Asar Thompson, no Marcus Sasser, no Jaden Ivey. And guess what? Pistons still found a way to beat the Chicago Bulls, who were playing without Josh Giddey and Kobe White. Still 124-113. The Pistons have won 8 in a row. They're 10-2. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference. That was a wild, wild way to win a basketball game with a whole bunch of guys that felt like, as Stoney said, it felt like you were watching a preseason game, and they roared out to a 20-point lead. Bulls cut it to 2, and then the Pistons gave it gas again and ran away and hid. Very interesting game. And the question we had is this significant in any way? Is it significant in any way? Is it just 1 of 82 and kind of a fluke? Or does it say something about the culture? Does it say something about their depth?
I think it says more about their culture than their depth, because if they were playing a team that was really good, I don't think it would make that much of a difference, to be quite honest with you. But I think the culture is tremendous. I think it was a great thing. I don't think it means that much in the grand scheme of things, only that you, as a customer, got to see a really good effort by a team that you didn't think was going to win the game.
I did not.
And you saw uniforms that you want to change.
I want those to be the permanent Piston uniforms. Don't at me. Carson Anderson, Stoney in for Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.